The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What's up, friends, and welcome back. It's ITL on Sports Grid, Hour 2 with Bogman and the Welsh. Man, we burned through those points. We did it. We were able to successfully do it.
I
love the coin. The coin is one of my absolutely favorite things. Bogman infuriated because the coin was 8-6 last week.
I just hate it. I hate that we've been trying to climb over 500 on both all year, and the coin comes in and does it.
Four games over 500 when you count both sides. Because again, Bogman and I implemented our lock cards because it's really tough to judge us by all of our picks because that's not really what we're about.
We just, on this show, we want to talk about all the games.
We want to talk about all the games. But we're not about it from a betting perspective. So we're starting to give you our locks. Bogman was phenomenal last week. I wasn't. I mean, 2-3. And the coin, we don't have a lock thing for the coin, but I do think it's interesting. Another gajillion thing we can track is where we were unanimous about it and where they paid off. And our boy Donovan, shout out to Donovan, tracks all of our stuff and tracks the coin success. So that is phenomenal. So you guys,
I hate that it's unanimous between you, me, and a random coin.
And a random flipped coin. But that's right. How gambling works. That's how it works.
It is sometimes. That's
100%. It really truly is. Coming up here in hour two, we're actually going to play an interview that Bogman and I did with our buddy David Mendelson from Triple Play Fantasy. And it'll be a good barometer for your plays for the week. It's something we do on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. You want to hear the full interview and all the chaos of it and way more dad jokes. Make sure you go and subscribe and check out the In This League Fantasy Football podcast because that is where you are going to get the full thing. But we've got all of our top plays that are in line. And we do have some of the dad jokes at the beginning because we play part of the beginning episode, which gets Bogman super upset with the dad jokes. Like, I literally had a moment. I don't think it's in this interview for this hour where David was talking and I couldn't focus because I found a dad joke that started to just make me, I was smiling, laughing because of how ridiculous they are. And apparently that's his thing. I would love if you would tell dad jokes like to your family. Have you ever done, do you do jokes?
Who do you think you're talking to?
I don't know. Like, for some reason, your family, like, you guys are all, they're all very Bogman-like, all very sarcastic. Like, that would be the response. Bogman would be like, hey, guys, you want me to play, hear some jokes? They'd be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? What are you going to do, stand-up here in the kitchen?
If you could record some, it would be the best thing on the planet. But prepare for some dad jokes. Prepare for some Week 12 plays for your fantasy action right here or right after this with David Mendelson right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.wcallme, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
In the house for week 12. Look at that dude. Look at that smile right there. He's got the most ridiculous dad jokes of McBogman. Absolutely. I mean, honestly, if he didn't know him, he'd probably hate him. Has insane food takes, is a hustler, and is out there doing all the sports. He's David Mendelsohn, our boy from Triple Play Fantasy, and he is in the house. Mindy, what's up, brother?
Boys, what is going on? I can't imagine a better way to kick off five straight days off of work than kicking it with you two. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, that's a nice honor.
I like that.
I can think of like 40 things I'd rather do than be around Bogman right now. So if I had some time off, but I agree. You know, Bogman and I have actually even gotten ourselves back into like enjoying each other outside of podcasts by, you know, just torturing, playing video games. We're playing video games more on our Twitch now and just, almost ruining our friendship in a different way, which is super important. Like as you get older, you've got to find, especially as a podcaster, this is some advice to everybody, you have to find different ways to potentially ruin your relationship with the closest people. Because if you keep doing it in the same way, you really might do it. But if you have other avenues, it's actually healthy. It's a healthy way to do it. And Mindy does that with Triple Play. You got a whole crew. We're talking off air. I don't even realize how many people you've got going on with it. You guys, you glowing up there, David. You guys just got set up with a whole new crew. I think it was the Fantasy Points team? Forgive me for not knowing it, but...
No, you're good. It's the Fantasy Points Media Group.
That's it.
Part of the Fantasy Points team there. And it's tons of fantasy content over there, which fit really well with what we're doing. And we've expanded. We just brought in a couple more people. So now we're up to about 23. And we've really been pushing hard, not just obviously like the print media, like articles, but we're really pushing hard on the video content, which we feel is becoming a really big thing in the fantasy industry. So been really pushing out a ton of YouTube.
I mean, you
got to
show off them guns, man. I mean, you got to show off them guns.
Jesus, sure. Bogman, you just turned it off. Oh, you're saying because the video, I was like, God, Bogman, like bonk. I'm going to bonk Bogman for being a little thirsty there. I thought you just randomly out of nowhere just wanted to see Mindy's muscles. But I see what you're saying. Like, he's a good looking dude. He's fit and stuff. He's not like fat pigs like we are. So like being out on the video is a really positive thing. Totally agree. I completely agree. If you're good looking in video is really, really great, by the way.
When you look like Bogman and I,
you really have to like angle the cameras properly or maybe cover your face with a microphone or be really funny. That's the way that you can get away with it.
Yeah, but you guys have the sexy voices. Like my voice is very ugly. Like my voice sounds like it's like I'm a teenage boy. Like you guys have deep man voices.
Ah, but you know what?
It's a balance.
Processing. There's processing here for that.
Yeah, right.
You use some good processing. I'll tell you.
Look, I would take shredded with a weird voice over fat.
I would walk around like, I'd talk like Patrick Mahomes if I was like shredded. I'd be like, everybody, you know, I don't care how I sound.
It's always greener, right? That's just the way it goes.
If I could be a sneakerhead just like you boys.
Like those stupid commercials that he does.
Mandy, what was the most recent bad food take that you had? I remember seeing it on my Twitter and I went, ooh.
It's not bad food takes. Is you just eat like insane things.
I was going to say they're bad. I think most of the foods I put up are pretty good.
Yeah.
I put up yesterday was sugar cookie toast crunch, which
that
is
okay. Money.
The best cereal of all time.
Oh, is it really? Cinnamon
was there
toast
a pickle
crunch.
Thing? Was there a pickle thing recently? I think I might have saw a pickle thing. No?
Pickle thing?
No, I don't think so. No. Mindy's business is like, I got to be honest with you. As a not fit, even though I can like do the angle and like look like I'm kind of fit, like as a not good looking fit person, it's super offensive. I gotta be honest with you, you're kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? You're getting into our lane where you eat super ridiculously horrible things. And like you look how you look, and we'll eat those things like
works out
without shtick. Yeah, we'll eat those things without shtick. He'll be like, "Hey, look, here's this Captain Crunch, Sugar Baby Sour Patch Kid cereal," and it's just like, "Oh my god, dude, what are you doing?" And then he's like, "Oh yeah, by the way, look, I'm ripping 225, 30 times," and it's like, "Get out of here, Manny!" Like we're just trying to fit into 40s right now, and you're out here rocking all this sugar stuff. But I like the bit.
I do remember a couple Christmases ago, my mom was like, they didn't have the pants on my side. She was like, they've got the 46 30s, but they don't have yours. I'm like, well, I don't want to make fun of that guy, right? Because I might get there one day.
You're two summers away. You could be two summers away from that guy. Anybody could be two summers away from that. I'm not saying you are, but they could be. But Yeah, you've got a good, interesting story. I mean, yeah, I think in another world, if you weren't as successful as you were doing your things, definitely you would be like an ITL guy. Like, you would be the perfect person to be in here because you cover the sports. I would be rocking you to get us all those insane guests that you get. You've done such a great job at that. I think one of the better in the industry of getting all of the different athletes and stuff. Bogman was retelling the story about how you had him on, and then you guys were like, all right, next week we got Austin Eckler. And it's like, all right, have us
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I was like, well, tell him I love him, please. Yeah, exactly. You know, not after this week against my Steelers, but yeah, I mean.
But the best was first. That's what matters. I see you were Austin Eckler couldn't follow up what you did.
That's right. Sure. That's right. Delivery. Yeah.
Yeah. Bogman exactly. Four touchdown games for sure. Yeah. Those are.
I just opened for Austin Eckler is what I would say. Yeah. So that's all.
Yeah. Well, keep it up. We dominated like everything there. Didn't even let you talk, but you guys have been doing great. We're just Bogman wanted to like get into talking about your muscles and stuff. I like you. You've got some good shtick. You've got some good branding, and you are smart enough to know all that. And keep it up. Whether it's dad jokes or. You know, you're taking the fat food, you know, to a not fat person. Keep it up, my friend.
You know what? To me, it's like Twitter. It can be fun, but there's so much negativity in the Twitter space. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that doing that type of stuff kind of makes everybody happy. They see weird foods or they see a dad joke that most of the time will make them cringe. But that occasional one that, hey, you know what? I'm going to tell that joke later. It's like that type of energy that I'm hoping to create just to make people smile. Make people enjoy talking with others on that app and it not just be just a lot of toxicity that we see all the time. So that's kind of why like I try to balance out between doing like fantasy stuff and doing that type of stuff just to help entertain people and make it fun for everybody.
Anything that's fun, man. That's yeah. what we're
so,
all
so
about.
So much fun. Making that's what fun. We're all about. That's Could right. Do you have a dad joke for us? Could you give Bogman a dad joke? I kind of would like to see Bogman's reaction to a dad joke.
A dad joke off. Let's see.
I have a dad joke.
Oh, okay, what's your dad joke?
Go ahead, lead it off.
What has 283 teeth and is holding back a monster?
What?
My zipper.
What? Wait, I'm sorry, I don't understand it. What?
I said, what has 283 teeth and is holding back a monster?
I don't
My
get,
zipper.
I don't get the joke.
The little things on the zipper is called teeth.
Oh, you see, that's too smart for
holding back his monster thing in his pants.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. I mean, I never make big D jokes. It's always small D jokes.
Oh,
I like
okay.
to keep it normal.
So did you all see the one?
The Welsh was so thrown off by my big D joke.
Well, that was the teeth. Was like, I was like, what are you talking about teeth? I was trying to, I was like, was it a shark? Like, they've got three layers of teeth. Like, that's how I was getting too far into it. It wasn't a dad joke I could process.
Too technical. Right, yeah. right.
All right, Mindy, you got one?
Well, there was one. Did you all see the one I did today about the trees?
No. Oh. Let's hear it.
Said, I don't like those trees over there. They have too much shade.
Look at Byron's face. It's so worth it. Yeah. Oh, I got one. Dear math, grow up and solve your own problems.
That one I kind of like.
Oh, you kind of like that one? I got a smile from that? Okay.
Let's stick with the math one here.
Okay.
Why should you go in the corner of the room?
Why?
Because it's always 90 degrees.
All right, I got one here. I got one. Wow. Where do fruits go on vacation, Boggs?
I don't know where.
Paris.
Oh man,
that's a good one.
That's a good one. One's pretty bad.
I totally
there's
not...
between a light bulb and a pregnant woman.
What?
You can unscrew a light bulb.
All right, there we go. One. There we go, Daddy O. I love it. That's good stuff there. Make sure to follow him at dmindy02. Of course, the Triple Play stuff. You can get your fix of dad jokes, and you can, of course, get some good old ridiculously diabetic-inducing. diabetic-inducing food takes, which we love food takes. It's a brand for ITL. And you're free. I'm just going to point out that if you want to throw in any dad jokes throughout the rest of the episode, you are allowed. And we'll have a counter
also
on
it. Feel free not to.
You don't want to now.
Yeah.
I think I'm just saying it's out there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
But let's go and take a look. It's week 12 plays. So, how we do this, all of them except this very front one are pretty standard. The very first one, we're talking top quarterback of the week. Very tippy top. If you are so adamant that it is one that we've already picked, you can do that. If you want to go another direction, just say this guy could be one of them. You could do that. The rest, sleepers and surprises, I will play out. Surprises, sleepers are usually like a guy that isn't this that is now this. So I'll lay the work here. You'll have a little bit of time to gather yourself. We always start off with Bogman, just ladies first. And Bogman, week one, 12 quarterback is who? I said week one.
You should have said 12. Age before beauty, Welsh, but Lamar Jackson for me. Oh, Lamar Jackson versus Cleveland.
Did he stop vomiting and pooping himself?
I think so. You know, I think he's going to be good to go. Cleveland is hammered right now. They are beat the F up. I think this is going to be Baltimore domination game. I hope not. I'd rather see Cleveland win just to get Baltimore another loss here, but I'm really rooting for the Meteor in this game. But for me, Lamar Jackson, I think he rules the day once again.
I am going to go with my very tippy-top quarterback with Bogman and I's dual MVP bet on FanDuel that will net us
Move
a good
to the best odds.
He's the best odds, and FanDuel, by the way, they want to pay us out more money after Monday Night Football. We got a nice little chunk that will be coming to us if it pays off. It is Tom Brady is who I'm going to pick for this week against the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are giving up the 6 most fantasy points to quarterbacks. He's got two plus touchdowns in 6 straight games. I think that's Tom Brady, actually, how I wrote that. I wrote that weird. And Brady hasn't thrown a pick in 4 straight. I have old notes on here. My notes did not save. Tom Brady. Just Tom Brady. He's really good. That's what I'm going to pick. I don't know what I'm citing off here. There's no way that those are the correct stats that I was citing off here because he has been throwing picks. But he's been multi-touchdown, and it's a bad defense. Indianapolis Colts, they are one of the tippy-top guys in giving up fantasy points to quarterbacks. So give me my boy Tom Brady. What the hell was I citing, by the way? Mindy, you are up. I don't know what that was. Yeah, Colts. Colts were 7th. Yeah, they have given up the 7th most points. The other thing I just completely lost myself on. So this is your tippy-top quarterback. If you like one of the two we picked, you can do that, Mindy. If you got somebody else that you want to play the top quarterback, it's on you.
So Lamar Jackson was my first option as far as when I was thinking about this question, but we're going a little different here, boys. We're going Russell Wilson this week, the guy who's looked absolutely ghastly the last 2 games. But let me tell you why. First of all, going against the Washington football team, who gives up the most fantasy points to quarterbacks, 24.7 a game, just gave up 30 points to Cam Newton. You saw in his first game starting back with Carolina. And you look at Russell Wilson on Monday Night Football, which is where this game will be, Monday Night Football against Washington, has a 10-2 record on Mondays in his career. He's thrown for 20 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, has a 5.9% touchdown percentage, which is above average. Average is usually about 4.5%, has 103 quarterback rating. Obviously, the last 2 games have been awful. You know, in a primetime game that he loves his primetime games against this defense with everybody talking. I think Russell Wilson will be out for blood in this game, and I think he'll be the QB1 this week.
I might play on that a little bit. All right, well, this is a snake draft here, so we draft back around. So, Mindy, you get to start. This is sleeper quarterback for week 12. So this means a guy that is not a typical QB1. Sometimes we use Fantasy Pros as kind of the barometer. A guy that is not a QB1 for this week or not typical that is going to perform at that level. Who do you have as your sleeper quarterback for week 12?
I'm pretty sure you guys aren't going to take this guy. I'm going to go Kirk Cousins, who just came off a 3-touchdown game against the Green Bay Packers. Obviously led them to a very impressive win there. San Francisco gives up the 9th most fantasy points to quarterbacks. And right now, I'm going to give you guys a stat that I heard that Right now, Kirk Cousins actually passed Aaron Rodgers for the most 300-yard and 3-touchdown games in their first 10 seasons of their career. So he's actually just passed Aaron Rodgers for that, which is pretty shocking.
I wonder if you looked at the under 150 yards and 3 interception games, if he also leads in that. Because Kirk Cousins is so Jekyll and Hyde.
Who has more pick sixes throwing in their career, Kirk Cousins or Aaron Rodgers with all the years?
Matt Schaub wins.
Oh, he's captain pick six, yeah, for sure. Besides him, but yeah.
Yeah, besides Schaub, right. But yeah, I mean, I love the Kirk Cousins call, Mendy, but it's just so he is so Jekyll or Hyde. And they go the way Kirk goes.
The thing that's good about that pick, though, is with the 49ers, they've done a better job at in coverage, and they're getting a lot of like coverage sacks. On the opposite end, their coverage has been kind of held up by the defensive line that has made bad plays. The problem is they have two explosive wide receivers, and that's going to expose the 49ers. That is something they have been relatively exposed at. I'm actually with Mindy, but I'm going on the opposite end. If you want to play real sleepers, I'm going to go with your boy, my boy, right, Boggs? I totally love him. Always said Boggs
no,
stuff.
No, absolutely
Jimmy
not.
I'm going to go with
never,
Jimmy G.
Never, ever call him your boy again.
No, he's not. But Minnesota's giving up the 8th most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Minnesota has given up 10 passing touchdowns over the last 4 games. Jimmy G has 2 touchdown passes in his last 3 games. They're going to maintain the run. They're going to do that. But efficiency has happened. Ayuk is stepping up. Debo is always in play. They've got Kittle. Jimmy G, sleeper quarterback for week 12. What do you got, Boggs?
I'm going to trend in Mendy, I kind of got scared when you said, I don't think either one of you guys is going to pick this dude. Because I'm going way down the list here. I'm going to go with Tyrod Taylor, Ty God, against the New York Jets. He rushed for 2 touchdowns last week. I think you get Brandon Cooks more involved because that secondary is beat up in New York and was not good to start the year. Their best corner was Bless Austin, and he's starting for the Seahawks now. Brandon Echols went out for the year. They got a young guy back there in coverage in Ashton Davis, who I like a lot, but I think Cooks will torch him. And they don't have a lot going on in the running game. They just released Phillip Lindsay. David Johnson is running 13 times for 18 yards. Joe Flacco looked competent last week, so I think Zach Wilson's going to start, so that might lend towards more running in this game, but I think this could be an over game, and I think Tyrod Taylor can put something together, and if he can score 2 more rushing touchdowns, that's easily going to hit.
I see it, Bob.
He's hot rod.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like it. Deep, deep play. All right, we're now going to running backs, and this is where this all changes. We're not going to say the tippy-top guy. We're going to say your surprise RB1 of the week, so a not-typical RB1. A guy that doesn't sit in the RB1s if you can on Fantasy Pros. And Bogman, we'll start with you. Who's your surprise RB1 of the week?
I mean, this guy wasn't in the RB1s when I checked last night, and I'm looking right now, and you just mentioned he's still not. Gibson against Seattle. Seattle's defense is bad. They are not good. Gibson has been getting more and more carries. He's kind of pushed Jarrett Patterson down the line. So I'm going to go with Antonio Gibson starting to look healthy. Welsh and I mentioned this on the Monday show. Love to see him get more involved in the receiving game, specifically against this team.
Unbelievable.
Guy played wide receiver at Memphis. Like, let him go out and run some routes.
Really doesn't anymore.
So, but I think Antonio Gibson versus Seattle is going to be real.
I'll tell you this: the surprise element sucks. They suck. The non RB top 12s are really tough to, I think, signify a player. This guy's matchup is so great, and I went with him, but I do think there's some stuff that could be potentially on the other side. My surprise RB1 of the week is actually someone we just talked about, Javonte Williams, against the Chargers. Baby Javonte Williams, snipe. The Chargers have given up a rushing touchdown in 6 straight games. 4 of those have been multiple rushing touchdowns. Also, I think I had some more here, 6 of the last 10 games this year, or 6 of the 10 games this year, Javonte has averaged over 5 yards per carry. Chargers are giving up the 4th most at 4.7 yards per carry. And I am saying this right here, Javonte Williams has not been a touchdown scorer this year. Guaranteed touchdown this week. I'm guaranteeing the Javonte Williams touchdown. Put it on the board. Anytime touchdown score. I padded a little bit there for you, Mindy, because I obviously sniped you to hell with your pick this week. But you're with me.
I'm with you. I just thought this was a safe call. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just let you all talk and let you do your thing. I can bring up Javonte Williams and you guys be shocked. But I guess I'll just pile on what you said. The only thing I really had that you didn't say was the Chargers give up a league high 145 yards a game on the ground. So that's a pretty good floor to start out with. and he's coming off the bye. And you know, coach is coming off the bye, got to set the tone. So yeah. I think
and none of us like Titty.
No, we don't like Titty.
That's right. Keep the ball away from Titty. Give it to Javonte. Let the man touch the ball 20 times and let's see what he can do, right? You want to see what you'd use your second round pick on.
I would love that. Yeah, I would love that. I hope it happens.
Used to be a Titty guy, but just have to move off into other areas. All right, so we get to swing back around. You're going to go with me with Javonte Williams. Here's your surprise RB2 of the week. So this is probably a guy that's typically a flex, maybe not startable, but they're going to perform at RB2 level. And Mindy, you get to kick us off here.
Oh, thank God I'm first on thank this. Thank God, right? I think I feel like in my gut, one of you guys have this guy.
Don't do it.
And I'm going to say Tony Pollard.
Ah, you got the Welsh right back, buddy.
Yeah. You got it. You didn't take my RB2, but you just sniped my sleeper RB of the week. You did you did snipe me there, you son of a... All right, go ahead.
So you already got to start out with the fact that Amari Cooper is going to miss the game. CeeDee Lamb just had a concussion. I can't imagine he's going to be cleared for Thursday. So your two biggest pass catchers who occupy 40% of the target share are out. Zeke is beat up. Even if he plays, you expect he probably isn't going to play a full complement of his usual snaps in a short week. So you got Tony Pollard there, who just had 7 carries for 50 yards and 2 catches for 20 yards in this game against the Chiefs. So even if Zeke's in the game, he could still line up and catch passes, especially when they're down the pass catchers. He's going to get carries. He's going to be utilized at the goal line. They're going against the Raiders, who just get completely obliterated on the ground. It's like they just gave up 120 plus yards and 2 touchdowns to Joe Mixon, something like that. I mean, everything lines up perfectly here.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Like, I actually have Pollard in a lot of places, and I'm playing him even if Zeke's active. I'm playing him in the flex in a lot of spots.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
I am kind of sneakily going with this, but I think Elijah Mitchell is going to be back. And I think he's relatively in this, but right now he's sitting in kind of a sly area, so maybe this one's kind of cheaty. But I would also say I immediately put this to Jeffrey Wilson Jr., regardless of that performance he just had against the Jags. Both apply. So this is Elijah Mitchell or Jeffrey Wilson Jr. If Mitchell plays, I still don't think people have him in RB2 because I think he'll be a little banged up. If he doesn't play, it goes to Jeffrey Wilson Jr. Minnesota is giving up the most yards per carry to running backs at 4.88. Minnesota has only faced 20 rush attempts Minnesota has only faced 20 rush attempts 5 times this season. That's what I was trying to say. So a lot of not major rush attempts. 4 of those 5 games where they've had 20 or more rush attempts against them went for over 100 yards. 3 of those 4 went for over 120 rushing yards. Minnesota's also given up a rushing touchdown in 7 of 10 games this year. They have not gone more than 1 game without giving up a touchdown. So they have never had 2 straight games this season without a rushing touchdown. Guess what? They didn't give up one last week. So Niners run the ball 40 plus times. Elijah Mitchell is going to be if he goes, might be a surprise RB1 this week, but surprise RB2, I even attach it to Jeffrey Wilson Jr. Boggs, you are up.
I'm going to go deep again. Ty Johnson against Houston here.
I tried to write this one up, by the way, and you had had him, and I was like, God damn.
Ty Johnson going up against the third worst rush defense behind the Chargers and Lions. Houston is third there. Zach Wilson's going to be back and starting in this game, apparently. So I think what you want to do is give the ball to your running back. We'd love to see Michael Carter, but he is out for the next 2 to 3 weeks with the knee sprain. So I think Ty Johnson is going to get his run. Tevin Coleman is washed. I cannot imagine they're going to give the ball more than, you know, two or three times to Tevin Coleman. I think this is a Ty Johnson game to look out for. I think they could be playing from behind and dumping it off to him too late in the game, like we saw Booker do and Saquon do a little bit last night as well. So I like Ty Johnson against the Texans.
I like that one a lot. And I also tried to put this one in for sleeper, but you had written this one and I love this one. So this is sleeper. This is a non-startable running back on most weeks that you were throwing in sleeper running back for the week. And Boggs, I mean, this is the one I was going to do.
I mean, I wish you could have it, cause I don't like it at all. So it's Rex Burkhead because he got touches, and that's pretty much going to have to be the bottom line here for me. We saw him get 18 touches last week. I think he could be in line for more, specifically with the release of Philip Lindsay here. Not like Lindsay was doing a lot, but it just shows confidence in what they have. And it looks like Rex Burkhead is the guy for now. So if I'm going deep down the list, guy is barely owned at all. So go ahead and pick up Rex Burkhead if you are desperate.
Tony Pollard was my guy. I wanted Rex Burkhead. I think this list of like non-startable guys that is an absolute sleeper is impossible. So I'm actually going to pivot because of the release, and I am going to go with Dontrell Hilliard this week. I think the release made a lot of sense. McNichol still kind of banged up, had 10 targets in the pass game last week. I'm going to go out on a limb. I kind of was staring at him before. New England has given up a decent amount of receptions like we talked about. I'm going to go Hilliard as my sleeper RB this week. Mindy, finish the running backs off with your sleeper RB.
You've successfully, anytime Dontrell Hilliard does anything, you're going to be associated with him for the end of time.
I know. It's going to suck.
I'm with Bogman in the process. I just think it's going to be David Johnson over Rex Burkhead just because he's the receiving back. And the big part of that, you know, how bad the Jets are. Everybody knows how bad they give up an over 30% target share to running backs, almost 40 fantasy points a game, which is pretty much like two running backs worth of fantasy points. And in the last five games alone, they've given up 15 touchdowns to running backs. So,
I mean, they're two spots better than Houston at stopping the run. So they're not great.
Yeah, so I think, honestly, it's one of those things. It's going to be probably DJ or Rex Burkhead. Since I know DJ is the pass-catching back, and the Jets really struggle against pass-catching running backs, that's where I'm leaning a little bit more towards. But same thing, Jets suck. Just start whoever's going against the Jets.
It's a tried-and-true play. All right, wide receivers, we've got a little bit of a time crunch here, so we'll do a little bit more burn and churn. But, Mindy, you get to start us off. Your surprise, same concept as a running back, surprise wide receiver one for week 12, and you get to pick first.
I'm just over the moon for Darnell Mooney, who saw 16 targets on Sunday. Did that take your guy?
No. It's a good one. Okay. It's a good one, but I think we were both dodging it.
He had 5 receptions, 121 yards on 16 targets and a touchdown. Had a 46% target share with Allen Robinson sideline. I don't care if it's Justin Fields or Andy Dalton under center. Going against the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving, he's going to be the number one pass-catching option in that game against that horrible defense. I think he has a chance to sneak into the top 12.
You said this earlier. You love Russell Wilson. Well, I'll take one of the wideouts, and the one that's not in the top echelon here, I go with Tyler Lockett against Washington, who's giving up the most fantasy points to wide receivers. Lockett, 26 targets over the last three games. He's had no touchdown since week one. Guess what? Another guarantee. Tyler Lockett touchdown this week. Tyler Lockett and Javonte Williams. You know what? I'm going to parlay those two, Bogman, for an anytime touchdown bet this week. Because I guarantee those two most fantasy points. Give me that. Washington loves to give up points. I think you've definitely seen Metcalf be the big play, and he's going to be a red zone option. But we're going to get a big breakout play from Lockett. He was starting to show it this past week. So give me Tyler Lockett as my number, my wide receiver surprise for week 12, wide receiver one. All right, Boggs, who do you got? And I love this one, and I tried to pick this one also, and I absolutely love this one.
And we talked about it. It's kind of ugly this week as far as these picks go, but yeah. DJ Moore against Miami. Miami fourth in the league, giving up passing yards here, fourth worst in the league and giving up pass yards. They're going to blitz Cam Newton. Cam Newton ain't going to go down like Lamar on that first hit. So if you leave DJ Moore, you give him a little bit of space, Cam's going to get to him. I expect one big touchdown from DJ Moore this week, so I love it.
Surprise wide receiver two for week 12. Bogman, you get to come back on the snake.
Chase Claypool. Cincinnati defense is not great at stopping those deep passes. I think Claypool gets behind him and gets a big one this week. So I'll go with Claypool here.
I've gone down this well before, but I'm gonna keep going as Stephon Diggs is getting a lot of attention. I'm going to go with Emmanuel Sanders versus New Orleans, because they're giving up the third most fantasy points to wide receivers, and they are going to be slinging the ball. I think running is going to be an afterthought in this game for both of these teams. This is going to be a sling fest, as Kamara and Ingram were both not practicing early in the week, and Buffalo has no run game to speak of whatsoever. So it's going to be a lot of air raid, and Emmanuel Sanders against a poor secondary. I like it. I'm going to play it. Surprise wide receiver 2 for the week. Mindy, it's on you. Surprise wide receiver 2.
I'm going to say a name that if you're listening and you get queasy easily, you might want to block this part out. But the guy, Robbie Anderson.
Ooh,
and again, yeah. Might throw up in your mouth, but listen. So I know that Bogman was calling DJ Moore. I think it's going to be Robbie Anderson getting the touchdown in this game. We saw Elijah Moore and Jamison Crowder do to the Dolphins in the slot what most teams do. When you have Xavier Howard and Byron Jones covering in the perimeter, that spot's a very big strength for them. They are very
Jones
weak.
Jones got hurt, I think, too, so he might not even be in there.
Oh, did he? I didn't even know that.
Or maybe it's Brandon Jones, not Byron Jones. You're right.
But they are very weak in the middle of the field. Again, you saw Elijah Moore and Jamison Crowder score touchdowns. And the player that plays in the slot most for this team that gets a lot of snaps, that's Robbie Anderson, who was in the slot 60% of the time in the last game. DJ Moore only played in the slot less than 15% of the time. So I think just for the fact of where Robbie Anderson is going to line up and who he's going to have going against him, I think he's going to sneak into that wide receiver too with a long touchdown.
Last one up, sleeper wide receiver for the week. It's on you, Mendy. You get to be the first one. Just don't take our guys.
I don't think you guys are this guy. This is a hard one for me to find. I think Kendrick Bourne
really
is going to be the guy.
Yeah.
I think he's going against the Titans, who actually are the worst against wide receivers this season. And he's coming off 4 targets in 5 straight games. He's been running more routes recently than Nelson Aguilar. He's obviously a great threat, a great big ball guy for New England to get the guy in the red zone. I think he's been kind of steadier than people realize towards the end of the season. I think he's a great sleeper this week.
I guess mine's a little cheaty. I don't think I saw. I thought he was right outside, but I'm going to stick with it because it is a wasteland of trying to find like the really, really sneaky guys. I'm going to go and I'm going to even throw it just a tiny bit up that this guy could be in the wide receiver 2 category as well. I'm going to go with Brandon Ayuk with the San Francisco 49ers, who continues his role of pushing up. Minnesota's the 5th most fantasy points to wide receivers. 10 catches on 11 targets and a touchdown over his last 2 games for Brandon Ayuk. Debo will be more involved. They're going to run, but I like Jimmy G. I'm going to pair him with Brandon Ayuk. He looks pretty good. There's more trust. Garoppolo trusts him. He's getting some explosive plays. Yes, Debo's back, but Brandon Ayuk, not only a sleeper, but I'll just pseudo throw in a wide receiver too. Bogman, what do we got for the last one?
Jacksonville Jaguars are allowing 71.82 completion percentage this year. And who is getting a bunch of targets for Atlanta? Russell Gage. So let's get him some completions. I think he could possibly take one in the end zone as well. He will be my sleeper wide receiver this week.
David Mendelson, triple play fantasy. It's Mindy. It's DMindy02. That's where you can follow him on Twitter. Check out the triple play fantasy. You guys got a lot of content going on. Anywhere that people should be traveling outside of their podcast app and turning in triple play for all your work?
Check out the YouTube channel, the website tripplayfantasy.com. But again, we're putting a lot of stuff to the YouTube channel, stuff that you won't hear on the podcast or see on Twitter. Maybe even, I don't know if you guys saw, we did the Dozen Donut Challenge. Mm-mm. We did that a couple months ago. So that was cool.
I like that.
All that type of stuff is all on the channel. It's all good, fun stuff. So check that out.
Well, what is it again? It's youtube.com/tripleplayfantasy?
Yep.
Boom. Check it out. Follow him on Twitter. My friend, you rocked it on the hot seat. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And let's end it with, how do you make a tissue dance? You put a little boogie in it.
Boogie guys. In it, yeah.
Do you want to end us with one? End us with one, Mindy. Give us one last dad joke.
Okay. How about, let me think. All right, here we go. How about, my wife is leaving me due to my obsession with Star Wars.
Hmm.
So I told her, may divorce be with you.
David Mendelson.
Yeah.
And that is our interview with David Mendelson from Triple Play. Lots of good stuff. I mean, okay, so did you think about it a little bit? What would it cost for me to get you recorded at your dinner table telling dad jokes to your family?
$200. Does that work?
Really? That's actually pretty manageable.
Yeah.
That's actually manageable. Do you think you'd get laughs?
No.
No? Really?
No. I mean, they have the same sense of humor as I do. They're my family. They don't like dad jokes.
But I think, like, if you got, like, a really good... I got you.
during the, I got you a couple times with one of the jokes I got you. I think it was the,
why don't you tell me one right now and see if I laugh?
Okay, hold on. Let me pull one up here. Dad jokes. Let me pull up. Okay. Are you ready, Bogman?
I'm ready.
Hold on. Let me get to it. Let me get to the, this is the one I was using yesterday. All right. Dad joke. How many, what do you call it when a snowman throws a tantrum?
I don't know.
A meltdown. One more. What do you call cheese that isn't yours?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese. You did it. All right, hold on. I get one more. How did Harry Potter get down the hill?
I don't know.
Walking. J.K. Rowling. All right, we're going to go to break. We'll end out the hour right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it, don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh, in this league.
You are kidding
me. Welcome back, friends. It is the final segment of Hour 2 with Bogman and Welsh in this league. Did not get Bogman on the dad joke. So are you ready? Here's a, I got a one-liner for you, Bogman. You ready?
Right. Yeah.
You think swimming with sharks is expensive? Swimming with sharks cost me an arm and a leg. Mm-mm. No? That wouldn't get your family at all?
I don't think so.
I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know.
Which came first? Yeah, I'll let you know.
I understand that one. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you know. That's a pretty good one.
Dude, I got legit mad for a second when you said, I don't get that one. I was like,
I didn't understand.
He is rotting right now.
When two
got
vegans
any more? Let's see. Let's see if you can get me.
When two vegans get in an argument, is it called a beef? Do you want a box for your leftovers? Nah, but I'll wrestle you for them. Nothing.
I mean, these are painful.
Those are one.
This is painful.
I don't know.
Do you ever watch Futurama?
No.
There's an episode where Bender's trying out for an acting gig with Calculon, who's the big actor. And he keeps going up to the door when other people are auditioning, going, boo, we want Bender. And Calculon goes, I think we need to hear this Bender. They say he's the greatest. And he comes in, and we're like, all right, do a Spanish accent. And he goes, we're going down to the old Rio, Padre. Blah, 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 blah. Calculon goes, that was so bad you gave me cancer, but they love you. So you're it. That's what those jokes did to me. Yes.
All right, friends. Well, this is the end of Hour 2. Coming up, it's Bubba and Bogman. I'm out of here. Happy holiday weekend. Enjoy it. But you got Bubba and Bogman in Hour 3. So I'm pretty much right here and in the sleep.